Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's always shipped on time. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We're camping it up still after our wonderful segment with Diva Dawn Ralston. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. You know, I wonder if she does in the organizing end of things. I wonder if they venture into the ergonomic side of things.
I don't know. Probably not.
So you think about that, because it's top of mind, but my execution of effective, efficient ergonomics is not always spot on. But when I think about it, I can start thinking about, and I mean things like, so you're standing there, right, in your workstation.
Right.
Where are your supplies? Like, if you're at your packing table, how much movement do you have to make in order to get an item packed? I mean, you have to, like, go over here to get the tissue paper, and the box is over here, and the scale is over there, and you have to go under the table to get...
Well, you know, some people do that purposely. Did you know that?
Why?
So that they have to get up and move around.
Oh, like burn calories.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose.
Only burn calories, but it's not good to sit down for more than 40 minutes.
Okay, but still, I mean...
You can get blood clots.
But there's a balance, right, between getting your exercise in and at the same time being efficient so that...
Exactly.
I mean, if you're running a business, time is really important. And the more time that you waste fulfilling an order, let's just use that as an example. There's so many other areas of selling. You've got an order that you need to pack and ship. If you've got 10 items... And it takes you 5 minutes for each one, you're almost up to an hour. Whereas if you can get that done if you can get these done in 2 minutes, now you've got all this, you have to worry about 20, maybe 25.
Your point.
You've got that extra half hour.
So you need your scissors, you need your tape, you need everything right there.
Right, in a way that is.
You know, this seems like a no-brainer, but you'd be surprised.
Well, I know there's studies done, you know, this for people who work, repetitive jobs in factories, for example. And although we're lucky we work at home, it's still a kind of factory, isn't it?
Of course it is.
So you want to be as efficient as possible. I wonder if they get into that.
We should certainly on this show. We just did.
We did. Notice how tricky that was?
That was very tricky.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, if you can't call in today for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show. While we're on the air, just click contact us on the eBay radio player, the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the web form and hit the submit button, and we try to respond to every email we receive, just like Oilerman sending us an email. I hope you can understand this one, Griff.
I'll do my best.
Okay.
Okay.
So he's talking about the grading options and item specifics.
The what options?
Grading options.
Grading.
There are 10 suggestions found, and you use the up and down keys to navigate the suggestions. C10 is mint brand new, C9 factory new.
Wait, what? Where is this? I need more information.
Okay.
What category is this where that item specific shows up? That's important.
Ron, darling, call us.
Yeah, so please. I suppose this was a question, right? This goes to a question?
Well, I think it's more of a tip. He says when you select C10, what is displayed in your listing is also the ampersand NBSP, which he says you then have to edit out.
Oh, this isn't it. That's the code for inserting a space.
Right, with HTML, right?
Or yeah, right. It's the other types of markup as well, but.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. I need to know more information.
Okay, I think what he's saying, but we'll wait for him to call. I think what he's saying is on the C-Mint brand new, it also has that code.
Right, I need to know more details because eBay shouldn't be inserting that, and I tend to think it's not. So,
okay,
I got to find out exactly what he's. I have no idea. I need the category that this item is in.
Give us a call, Ron,
because this is a list of item specifics I've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be relevant to a specific and related to a specific category of item.
We also got an email from Tim in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yes.
Known as Global Mart Plus, you know Tim. Hi, Griffin Lee. I'm wondering if there's any plan to increase the 500 item limits on promotions or promoted listings to be unlimited like Markdown Manager is or was.
Well, I don't know. I didn't know there was a limit. I guess I'm not surprised. I'd have to ask the team. I suspect the limit's probably in place for as a caution. We do this with any new feature. It's always gradually rolled out and expanded. But I'd have to ask in order to find out. I don't know of any plans. I didn't even know there was a limit. Silly me.
Well, he mentions two different things. He mentions promotions or promoted listings.
Well, right. I'd have to ask. I don't know. Oh, geez, this is not going well.
No, you're doing great, honey. Don't worry about
it. I'm such a know-nothing.
I am going to send this over to you so you can...
Please.
So you can check it out.
I'll check it out.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Come on and join us in the chat board. I haven't even gone on the chat board yet. I was so busy just before the show started.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to go on there right now, and I'll tell you how to do it. It's easy to get to it.
Just
go to ebayradio.com. That's where all the good stuff starts.
That's right.
And click on the words Listen Live in the right-hand sidebar, and then it'll have you click Group Chat on the eBay Radio Player, and that'll take you through Community Sign-In back to eBay Radio Group. It's really simpler than it sounds, I guess. And there you'll find today's chat board listed on the as the very first discussion post, and it has the words today in chat board in it. Oilerman21's with us. Hey, Ron from Birmingham, Alabama. So, Ron, what you talking about, babe?
Okay. This particular category happens to be under toys and hobbies, model railroads and trains, and it's probably under any railroad scale, but this is in scale, parts and accessories, buildings, tunnels, and bridges. That's the eBay category. And when you get down to the item specifics, it gives you a grading of the package. Okay, is the package, what's the condition of the package? And it gives you 10 options. Now, I've seen it under other categories, but I don't remember it, what they were. And what happens is that code is inserted, and it really shouldn't be there. When you click C10, and only C10 that I'm aware of, when you click C10, that special that code gets in there, and you have to go in there and edit it out manually.
Can you give me the categories again?
Okay, yeah. In this case, Griff, it's toys and hobbies.
Right.
Model railroads and trains.
Right.
In scale.
Right.
Parts and accessories.
Yes.
Buildings, tunnels, and bridges.
Okie dokie. All right. Let me see. I'm going to create a draft here. And okay. I'm going down to the item specifics. And it says here, grading. Okay, I see that. And then I'm seeing, you said C10?
Yeah.
C10. Yep. So that's... when you list, wait, but when you list this, does the and, the ampersand NBSP semicolon disappear and become a space?
No. It's there.
Ah, okay, so this is...
So what I have to do is edit it out.
Right.
I go in there. Now, a lot of folks may not notice it.
Right.
Okay, and so what happens, it goes out there in their item specifics, and it looks weird.
Absolutely. So I've got this now. This is a little buglet on our end, if that's what's
yeah,
happening.
Nothing,
a buglet?
A mini buglet.
A mini buglet.
Yeah, just a mini buglet.
Yeah. So I
see it too. So I'm gonna take a copy of this, and I'll send it on. You sent this to me in an email through Lee. Lee will forward that to me. I'll then use that to forward to the team so they can take a look.
Yeah, you sent it to contact us. So I'm sending it to you right now, Griff. And he explains it really well, too.
Yeah, now I understand, too. So
okay.
Even when it's explained really well, for me, it's like I miss half everything. So,
Ron.
Yeah.
2 days from today. 2 weeks from today.
I know. It's getting there, isn't it?
I know. You said you're coming on Monday, right?
Ma'am?
Are you coming on Monday or Tuesday?
Oh, we're coming in Monday on the 24th. I'll have to check the time. We'll be going from Birmingham to Tampa and wait 3 hours in Tampa and then fly from Tampa to Vegas.
So you'll probably want to take a nap when you get to your room.
I'll try to take a nap on the plane.
Well, Ron,
I hope it's not somebody else's time to visit the big guy on the same plane with me.
I don't think so. I think you're going to be fine, Ron. We'll be waiting for you.
Do we have time for me to ask another quick question?
Well, we're going to take a break. Can you hold on?
Sure.
This open phone segment was sponsored by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Call us now at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
Imagine spending less time shipping so you can spend more time listing or sourcing or even just hanging out with family and friends. With Stamps.com, you can print shipping labels in seconds. And with our special offer for eBay Radio listeners, you can get a 5-pound shipping scale for free when you sign up. Just pay shipping and handling for the scale. The scale imports your package weights right into Stamps.com. Stamps.com lets you import orders from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can pay for postage with your PayPal debit card, too. So you get cash back every time you ship. You can even brand your shipping labels with your company logo. Whether you're shipping domestically or overseas, Stamps.com will help you get it done faster and more easily. To get your free scale just for the price of shipping and handling, go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio and sign up for their free eBay shipping program. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 415.
Selling more profitably starts with buying smarter. Tim Chapman is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Mr. Customer Service. He says a lot of prices have dropped over the years, making smart buying a must, he explains.
It's not a secret. Things have changed, and eBay's put so much product out there. The law of supply and demand start coming into play. It's not something wrong. It's just something that happens, and I need people to be aware of it. When they buy, the value or the what the items sell for have dropped quite substantially over the years. But it does ebb and flow, so it goes up and down.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
To eBay Radio, where the host does his darndest. But life isn't always perfect now, is it? Here's Griff.
What a ringing endorsement. No wonder at the end of this show, I feel so debilitated. This Oh, I know. It's cool. It's all right. This open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
Well, you know, you're one of those guys. You're funny and you're an entertainer. Mm. And you're one of those guys who, what do they call it? Being self-deprecating.
Mm-hmm.
You do that, so we do it for you.
No, I understand.
We help you with it.
You know, there's a wealth of material.
Comedic thing.
Yeah, I understand that
okay.
completely.
So Oilerman's still on with us, and you know, we got an email, Oilerman and Griff from CB in Chicago.
Yeah.
And it took so long to fill out the forms on this stupid machine, you are now off the topic, but the word Griff was looking for was ASCII code. A-S-C-I-I.
Yes, ASCII, right. ASCII code,
yes,
sorry.
Yes, that's it.
Right.
So we still have Ron on.
Yes.
Do you have another question for us, Ron?
Yeah, it's a comment involving current price, buy it now, and free shipping.
Current price, buy it now, and free. Okay.
Okay. When you display your active listings in Seller Hub, when you display your active listings under current price, you'll see highlighted in black and red, buy it now. And it's kind of a question to me without an answer. Buy it now. Why? Why buy it now? Just for the price? Now, free shipping is a big thing. So I wonder if the words free shipping could be added under buy it now. It would answer the question of why buy it now, and it might encourage the buyer to click into the listing. This way the buyer doesn't know if it's free shipping unless they click into the listing.
Well, wait, Ron, you're looking at the page in my eBay for active listings, right?
Yeah.
So if you, that's not what a buyer sees. A buyer can't see your listings, in my eBay. They see them on the site. And if you're on the site, if you go to the site and look at your active listings, and I'm looking at mine, it says buy it now, and right underneath it, it says free shipping.
Oh, terrific.
It already says
fantastic.
That.
Fantastic. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's great.
There you go.
That's what we need to
see how fast that was.
My question.
There you go, Griff. You're fantastic.
I got that done so quick.
He is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ron.
It didn't say free shipping until I just magically made it appear.
Thank you, Ron.
We'll see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Vegas, baby.
You got it,
that
honey.
Too.
So we got another email here. Lupe, you know, Hapachico from Reston, Virginia.
Yes.
Did the return process change for an order with multiple items through eBay when one item is being returned? The eBay system says, quote, unable to process return, end quote. Does not say why. I called CS and was unable to obtain an answer. I had to send the money via PayPal to customer and then call eBay for selling credit or need to cancel the order. Never had to do that before. PayPal does not allow to return only one item from the entire order. It was to refund the entire order. Thanks, Lupe.
So I'm not sure. I need more detail. But she is the seller, and she has a buyer who wants to return one item. Was it in a combined purchase? Was it one item from a lot, which was in that one listing? I can't even begin to answer the question without detail.
But it's very interesting. So if you could, we don't have.
And when I say detail, I mean leave nothing out. I think a lot of people just assume that these things are going to be known. I need to know what was the item number? What was the situation? Was this a lot or was this combined purchases? And then with that information, I can then have someone look at it. But just the information that was provided, if I was to forward that, I'm going to get an email a week later saying we can't do anything without more detail. Detail, detail, detail.
So,
that's my new
code. Lupe, please
detail.
Send it back in with some detail and send it straight to Griff. Griff at eBay.com when you send it. Unless you want to send it while we're doing the show today. Okay, then you can send it to contact us. Thank you, Lupe, for that question. It's a good question.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
So let me see what else we have here.
What else do you have?
We have from Gina. My question. I can call in, but eBay's reply does not seem to answer my question. This is Gina from Des Moines, New Mexico, Classy Souls.
Okay.
She says, several times I've applied the trending rate to all my campaigns. But when I go to add listings to campaigns later, the campaigns do not maintain trending rates. I've just gone in and set them all again. I assume that the trending rates remained until manually changed, but that does not appear to be so for me. How often do I have to go in to reset the trending rate? This is inconvenient. I wanted to set it and forget it. So eBay says, she says down here from eBay, when creating slash editing a campaign.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. So, what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I've never ran a campaign and set it to the trending rate. I'm going to look at this and see. So if we go to, I think, I can't say for sure, but I wonder if what's happening is that the trending rate changes. If you set it to the trending rate, does that change when the trending rate changes? So I'd have to ask. So send me your user ID with a few examples to griffithebay.com and I'll ask. This, oh my heavens, the first hour is over. This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. We'll be back with our second hour of eBay Radio after this break.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endicia, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endicia directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endicia. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.